I have vague memories of the next day, the after effects of drinking, a certain hollowness that I tried to stifle, nothing more. But I didn't show up at Thordis's door. It is important to now state that I didn't see my deed for what it was. The word rape didn't echo around my mind as it should have, and I wasn't crucifying myself with memories of the night before. It wasn't so much a conscious refusal, it was more like any acknowledgement of reality was forbidden. My definition of my actions completely refuted any recognition of the immense trauma I'd caused Thordis. To be honest, I repudiated the entire act in the days afterwards and when I was committing it. I disavowed the truth by convincing myself it was sex and not rape. And this is a lie I felt spine-bending guilt for. I broke up with Thordis a couple of days later and then saw her a number of times during the remainder of my year in Iceland, feeling a sharp stab of heavy-heartedness each time. Deep down, I knew I'd done something immeasurably wrong. But without planning it, I sunk the memories deep and then I tied a rock to them.